Welcome back to Empower Your Voice, Unlocking Your Podcast Potential. Yes, I know I'm running a little late today. My apologies. I am your host, Lillian Sarah Caldwell, the CEO and president of Passionate World Talk Radio Network, Educate, Enlighten, and Entertain. Today, the daily tip is going to be about microphones. Now, like laptops, tablet cell phones, like software programs, microphones, there are lots of them out there. Now, the first one I ever started with was the one that hung. And no, I did not have a filter on because I hadn't gone that far in my research yet. It was only afterwards I was advised about getting a filter, although I was told I really was all right. Now, when you use a microphone, there are a few things that I need to share with you before I show you what some of them look like, and then we go into the deep research on Google. Number one, you do not put the microphone up to your lips and swallow it into your mouth. Despite what you see all the singers do, that is not how you do it. The way you do it is you bring it down below your mouth, below your lips. So your voice is going into the microphone. So don't shove it in your mouth for artificial respiration. That is not how you do it. If you're singing, there are ways of holding the microphone, but not inside your mouth, please. And when you're speaking into it, you should be bringing it down. Need to practice? I told the kids over at the Boys and Girls Club of Modesto, California, to take a pen or a pencil and hold it like this, sit up straight, which I hardly ever do, and hold it below, approximately there. And this is the top of the microphone. Otherwise, your words are going to come out messy, and lots of times they won't be understood. And that's where you pick up feedback. Have you ever gone into an auditorium at school and the people, teachers, principals, starts talking into the microphone and all of a sudden you hear echoes or you hear rung, rung, rung? That's feedback. That is bad. You do not want feedback. Only it's a lot louder. In fact, it's ear splitting because they usually turn up the volume really high. If it's a good working microphone and you know how to use it, utilize it properly, you don't have to turn the volume all the way up. You don't have to pump up the volume. That's why you have a microphone, because it's supposed to make your voice sound louder. Same principle as a microscope or a magnifying glass. You put it over something, you look down the barrel of the magnifier, and voila, it's bigger. That's why magnifying glasses are usually taken wherever you go. Not only does it make things bigger, but yes, you can set fire to things. My son used to burn his name into leaves when he got bored. He would angle the magnifying glass in such a manner that the sun would catch it, and he would burn the name Ben into the leaf. I mean, how awesome is that for a kid? Anyway, I digress. This is one kind of microphone. You can see that it also came with a tripod. And you are able to position it, preferably on a flat surface. And then you're having it like this on an angle if you want. Or you can take it from the tripod and just hold it up and then position it down below like that. But this is an example of a microphone. There are a lot of different microphones. Now, as you can see at the bottom, you can plug in a pair of earphones. So instead of plugging in your earphones into the laptop or into the tower, you can plug it right into your end of the microphone. And there are different types of microphones. So what you need to do again is go over to PC Magazine and ask them about microphones to be used in podcasting. This is a Yeti. It came with a kit 15 years ago. I've been using it ever since. You can position it and you can adjust first loudness or quietness. I love this. I've taken it with me when I've traveled to do interviews at the International Miami Book Fair down in Miami in the early autumn, right before Thanksgiving, and it really works wonderful. You can also, if you're doing video, and in those days, it was a lot more trickier, I would use my cell phone, and I would use Facebook Live, and I would interview people on Facebook Live recording the session so I could download it at a later time for production work. So what you need to do is go over to Google and go over to PC Magazine or ask AI, what is the best recommended microphone one can invest for under $50? I am a podcaster. And let AI know what exactly you are going to be using that microphone. If you go over to Amazon, you will be blown away. There is a plethora, which means a lot, of different types of microphones. And yes, microphones for speaking are a bit different from microphones that just provide music, background music, different types of music, and yes, singing or choral groups. So you have to be careful. There's all types of equipment you can use for podcasting. I'm just trying to give you a short summary and advice of how to choose what necessarily you will need to set yourself up without investing $5,000 to $10,000. Because folks, you don't need to pay $5,000 to $10,000. You can pick up a very good microphone for around $35-$40 and you're all set. So don't be bewitched by all the bells and whistles, because you don't need all that stuff in the very beginning. And if you're an accomplished podcaster, then you have already done your homework. You have spoken to audio engineers and technicians and determined what grade you will need in a microphone. Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, we will go back on schedule. Please don't forget that next week, April 2nd, Tuesday at 7 p.m. and on April 5th, a Friday at 4 p.m., two free masterclasses are being held by PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com, hosted by Lillian S. Caldwell. That's me. And you will learn about the art of the interview, which means how to give interviews and also how to answer questions should you appear on a podcast, the seven C's of communication, and how to master your interpersonal skills. Study these words, accountability and responsibility, two primary examples of mastering your interpersonal people skills. Don't get along with people, then podcasting is not what you want to do in your spare time or for fun. Down below, you will see the links that direct you to where you can register for the two podcasts. And there are two links. One, you can go over to StreamYard and sign up with the links that are provided below. Or you can go over to the website, https://education.passionateworldtalkradio.com/masterclass. Please sign up. You'll learn a lot more. And if you really want to be serious about your podcasting, I encourage you to take my course. The other announcement, on April 19th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern and 9:30 p.m. Singapore time, Jeannie White, station manager, and Lillian Caldwell, CEO of Passionate World Talk Radio Network, will be interviewing the author of the Gold Nugget series. Vicki Esther Chang is the primary author of the book, Gold Nuggets. digital for digital strategies in a digital world. Co-author Lillian S. Caldwell. So go over to Amazon, look up Vicki Esther Chang, find the book Gold Nuggets, Digital Strategy for a Digital Technology. Go buy the book. There's a workbook. Take the course. Interactive. So not only do you learn it, but you put it into practice immediately. So it goes through. Thank you very much for joining me today. You can see this at youtube.com/PWR Network, PW Talk Radio, facebook.com/PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com, and also on our website, Passionate World Radio, PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com/blog. Join us and have a great day.